All right, welcome to our pre-show for today, the 9th of whatever the hell this is, man. It's the 9th of what? The 9th of January, 2025, brand new year. Man, what a time it's been here in Southern California, Los Angeles, with these winds and these fires. Unprecedented, 100 mile per hour gusts, 80 to 100 mile per hour gusts, sustained winds at 40 to 60 miles an hour. And oh yeah, fires broke out. Now, ordinarily, man, you get aircraft in the air, they do water drops, and you're good to go. You can pretty much get control over a fire in a decent amount of time if you're able to get water on it or retardant. And the fire departments often use when they don't have water right away. And they, believe me when I tell you, because I've seen this, they oftentimes will, you know, they don't know whether they're going to have water at the scene of a fire. They don't know if there's a hydrant that's working. They often show up with fire retardant, which is a chemical retardant that they drop on the fire. So, as it turned out, the winds were the real culprit here. The high winds, you could not get aircraft up in the air to drop that goddamn water. You could not get water tankers up there. You couldn't get helicopters up there. And the fire was raging on its own, without any real intercession on the part of the fire companies, because they couldn't. They had a limited number of men and obviously limited resource when it came to water. Now, I don't want to get into politics, because I hear all these stupid motherfuckers talking about how this, that, something else. We got the best firefighters in the world in Los Angeles. And if you want to start talking about disasters, motherfuckers, I can point out all kinds of areas in this country where these kinds of disasters, billions of dollars worth of damage kinds of disasters, with multiple deaths kinds of disasters, happen on an annual motherfucking basis in some states of this country. So just back off. God damn it. It just was something that was pissing me off all day yesterday. But here's the bottom line on this. The winds have died down as of tonight. Now, and you've been listening to this here on a Thursday. I don't know what it's, but as of tonight, the winds have died down, and they have gotten tankers in the air. They have gotten helicopters in the air. They have gotten water in the air. My dear friends, Don and Pam, they're home. They were under an evacuation order. They had to split. They were worried sick. And I was too. They got a beautiful home over in Sierra Madre. And we're just a few days ago, we were sitting having drinks and celebrating our good friend Ray and the new year. And the next thing I know, those guys have been evacuated out of their house. There's a fire up the Eaton Canyon fire, the Eaton fire, and there was a fire up in the foothills behind their home. And I was worried for them. I said, Don, you want me to drive by and take a look? He said, no, don't do it. Don't go, because I live kind of a long way away. But he and Pam checked into a hotel. Then he drove over. They weren't too far away from their house. Checked into a hotel. He drove over. And he walked, had to park the car a ways away because the L.A. County Fire would not let anybody drive in that close to where they were obviously conducting their operations. But Don walked up, saw his house, saw the water drops happening every 2 to 3 minutes, which must have really been a load off of his mind. The house was fine. The water drops are happening behind the house. It was a situation where they were able to get those water tankers up the air, and they were able to drop the water. I mean, and it was the Eaton Canyon fire. The real heavy part of it was further to the west of them. It was over near Altadena. But I felt good for them. But I know that so many people lost their homes, man. I know people have lost their homes, and I got a stinking suspicion that the insurance company, there's going to be a few insurance companies going out of business behind this one. I really believe it. Plus, good luck working with these insurance companies. They're all, the good hands and the good neighbor and all that bullshit until they actually have to start doing their job and helping you and paying you money to protect your property. They know, you know, I know, they're only in the business for one thing. They want to make money, keep as much of that money as they possibly fucking can. They don't want to pay you shit. They don't want to pay you shit. So we got to figure that one out, too. We got a new way of doing the insurance business. And then you can talk about climate change if you want. I personally believe that this is the culprit. But there's, you know, all kinds of stupid people weighing in. All right, so point being, I hope everybody's okay. When is this fucking thing due, man? When is this goddamn, what's the date today? Is this due the 10th? I got an audition that's due. Fuck, let me see. I got an audition due. Today is what? Today is the 9th. I think this is due. What are all these fucking messages I'm getting? Okay, so tonight we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We also have, who else? Oh, Don Berman of Channel 19 News. Coming up.